Oh boy, a 4-year-old boy is dead and a 5-year-old boy is in extremely critical condition after they were pulled out of Valley Pools within an hour of each other yesterday on almost opposite ends of the valley. So the call for the 4-year-old boy who died came in at around 6 p.m. yesterday. Mesa fire crews were called to a home near Sossaman and Broadway for reports of a child who was found in a pool. They say the boy was outside playing before he was found in the water. At least that's what his caretakers told them. It's unknown how long he was underwater. He was rushed to a hospital where Mesa police say he was pronounced dead. Then in the West Valley, a 5-year-old boy taken to the hospital after he was found in an apartment complex swimming pool. That call came in just before 6:30 p.m. Phoenix firefighters called to an apartment complex in the area of 35th Avenue and Indian School Road for reports of a drowning. When they arrived, they found the boy, who'd already been pulled from the water, unconscious and not breathing, even though CPR had been already performed by a family member. The boy taken to a hospital. He is listed in extremely critical condition.
Can't even imagine what those families are going through right now.
Gosh, I just...
I don't know how they happened, but I mean, you know that they're blaming themselves.
Oh,
you know it.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I guess in some cases they should, I guess. But, you know, that's not going to help the rest of the family in healing from something like this, if you can ever really fully heal from losing that small of a child. According to a graph maintained by our TV partners, ABC 15, there have been 13 drownings or near drownings in the valley since the start of the year involving children, and 4 of those children died. At this point last year, we'd had 10 incidents leading up to the deaths of 3 children at this point in the year. So is it worse this year? Is it because we have, you know, a larger population again than we had last year? Is this just an anomaly? I don't know. But I know if you're new to the valley, you might not be aware of the danger that lurks in so many backyards, even if it's not in your own backyard. You know, it's always a great idea to make sure your kids are water safe, because neighbors might not have a fenced pool. And that's why we always say, KTAR News and Fulton Homes wants to remind you that 2 seconds is too long to take your eyes off kids near water. And you can learn more about pool safety and even register to get free swim lessons by visiting Fulton2Seconds.com. That's the numeral 2, Fulton2Seconds.com.